You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced December 21st that insurance companies are now prohibited in New York from refusing to provide commercial crime insurance coverage to New York businesses that employ people with criminal convictions. Quote, this first-in-the-nation action will further break down artificial barriers that prevent previously incarcerated New Yorkers from obtaining work and turning their lives around, Cuomo said. Quote, we are taking one more step to restore fairness and dignity to our society, while also increasing public safety by providing opportunity and reducing recidivism, end quote. Over 2.3 million people in New York have a criminal conviction on their record. The Daily Freeman reports that about 75 people marched in Kingston December 21st to demonstrate their solidarity with Muslims and other minority groups. The Hudson Valley chapter of the group Jewish Voice for Peace organized the event at Wall and North Streets in Kingston. The national group is organizing similar rallies throughout the United States during the Jewish festival of Hanukkah. On December 21st, President-elect Donald Trump did not offer any change from his plan to ban Muslims from entering the country. Quote, all along, I've been proven to be right, 100% correct, end quote, he said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo kept pushing December 21st for a special session of the legislature between Christmas and New Year's that would consider hurried bills on ethics reform and pay raises for legislators. Cuomo spoke with both Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan December 21st and said, quote, these are actually fairly straightforward issues. These are not complicated bills. You could read it in a matter of a half an hour, end quote. Cuomo also said the next state budget will include cuts because of a shortfall in revenue. Quote, so the budget is going to be tighter than in past years, he said. Quote, past budget years, the difficulty came from the abundance of options. We had funding. What's the best thing to do with the funding? I think education. I think economic development. This discussion is going to be a harder conversation where we won't have enough money to do everything we all jointly agree that we want to do, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Rosa Acheson wrote more than 1,400 words in the Register Star about a proposed handicapped accessible ramp at Promenade Hill Park. On December 20th, the Hudson Common Council spent a long time arguing, sometimes shouting, and eventually approving $100,000 for the ramp at the Hudson Park on Front Street. Common Council President Claudia DiStefano, Alderpersons Tiffany Garriga, Democrat from the 2nd Ward, Abdus S. Maya, Democrat from the 2nd Ward, Robert J. Donahue, Sr., Democrat from the 5th Ward, and Lauren Scalera, Democrat from the 4th Ward, voted in favor of the resolution. The $100,000 was originally set aside in the 2017 budget to cover legal costs the city would incur if Proposition 1 did not pass. But Proposition 1 was approved by voters, eliminating the weighted vote system and freeing up the money. Quote, the need to spend this money arises simply from the fact that it was put in the budget as a contingency. There's no pressing need to do this now. The city doesn't pick up garbage. The city doesn't have the wherewithal to schedule police as they need them because of contract constraints. And here's $100,000 that's not even going to solve the problem. And we're going to sequester it from use, take it off the table, put it aside, and it's not even going to be used immediately, end quote, said John Friedman, Democrat from the 3rd Ward, who also complained that only a small number of handicapped people will use the ramp. Read the full story in the Register Star. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.